on BYUSN, an official Big 12 welcome to Colorado. The Buffs are back, but the conference wants at least one more, so who do you want the Big 12 to target next in imminent expansion?
And college football insider Brett McMurphy will join us to break down Colorado's move to the Big 12 and what's next for both the Big 12 and the Pac-12.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Friday, July 28th. I am Spencer Linton. He is Brett Yormark's number two fan because I declared that I was number one to Brett himself when we interviewed him. He is Jason Shepherd.
By the way, I don't know if you told, did you end up telling the story about how you, after the interview that you had, and you were talking about the suits, that you found Brett Yormark on the field at Cowboy Stadium, and he's like, you may not have to go as far as I thought.
it was a validating meeting and compliment coming from a guy who said he works very hard to be able to fit into and wear those suits appropriately to have his New York suit guy. But he said, hey, buddy, you're looking pretty good. This might actually work out for you. it was great.
Then there's the part about being able to afford the suits that Commissioner Yormark has.
Yeah, that's a separate conversation.
It's a completely separate. But yes, look, if I have to settle for being the number two Brett Yormark fan, that's fine.
Okay, I've started a GoFundMe for Spencer's Brett Yormark suit guy suit. Feel free to donate a few pennies here and there.
Oh, boy. Let's just go ahead and move on. On today's show, with the Big 12 reportedly looking to add more schools than just Colorado, who's in the mix and which program or programs do we want to see join the Cougars in the Big 12? Brett McMurphy, as we mentioned, from the Action Network, joins us to talk about Colorado returning to the Big 12 and what's next for both the Big 12 and the Pac-12. Basketball assistant coach Cody Feger talks about preparing for the Big 12 and when we may see the upcoming college basketball schedule and what storyline will we be watching when BYU football fall camp begins next week. It is already here.
They report Monday. All rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
The stability is in the Big 12. It's a big story. It's the college football story today.
Let's roll on a Friday. What's trending? Presented by Feastbox, donating 10% of every order to Full of Hope, a charitable organization that feeds hungry families. Following Colorado's official announcement that the Buffs will indeed join the Big 12, college football insider Brett McMurphy, who will join us in about 12 minutes, reported that the Big 12 will seek to add between one and three teams for the 2024 season, beginning with Pac-12 schools who are interested at the top of that list and then looking to the group of five if no other Pac-12 teams accompany Colorado in their jump to the Big 12. So, Jason, based on this report, and now that Colorado is officially in the conference, who are your top expansion targets among the list that McMurphy put out to potentially join the Big 12? And specifically referenced were Arizona, Utah, Arizona State, Oregon, Washington, and then the group of five teams, UConn and or San Diego State.
Look, the biggest gets out of the Pac-12, you start with Oregon. You're looking at Oregon and Washington. Those are probably your two biggest gets. The issue there is they clearly have an eye on the Big Ten.
And that's why it feels like a pipe dream to me.
Yes. So if you bring them in, it kind of feels like it's a short-term rental and that if the opportunity came to go to the Big Ten, they would leave the Big 12 to go there. So I just don't know how feasible that is. For people that have tuned into the show or follow me on social media, you know where I stand on Utah. I'm perfectly fine to have BYU and Utah go their separate ways. So I'm not in the camp that says go get Utah. That's
okay.
Not me.
Okay.
I think you're probably right now, and it feels like this is where a lot of the smoke is going. You see a lot of reports talk about Arizona. That feels like that right now would be the most likely option.
Publicly, they've had the most,
correct.
At least, as far as we know in the public, they've had the most conversation of any Pac-12 team with the Big 12 regions.
Arizona sounds like that's probably, if it's going to happen and it's going to be a Pac-12 team, it feels like Arizona is the most likely candidate for that. Because we know how much of a premium Commissioner, your mark in the conference is putting on basketball. We know how good of a league that is. It just kind of makes sense to get that basketball program in the best basketball conference in the country.
The realistic choice for me, and I'm with you, yes, if Oregon and Washington or Oregon just alone, or even Washington alone, were interested in leaving the Pac-12 and joining the Big 12, huge win for Brett Yormark, because all of a sudden he gets into a new area of the country, he gets his Pacific time zone team, and now the conference indeed expands over all four time zones. It becomes a national conference by the definition of where the geography is of each of these teams. So it'll be a huge win if he gets an Oregon or Washington. Stanford and Cal are not going to happen. Like that, I'm just telling you, like they are nowhere in the conversation.
Correct.
Like that, I do not believe for one second that that could ever be a possibility because of just how Stanford and Cal are structured and their political values,
and what's
their
beliefs. What's important to them,
Like they just, whatever. Correct. Like those teams could go independent, Jason, Stanford specifically, and be just fine.
Right. Like which ultimately may end up being what their option is.
Like they could join the West Coast Conference in all sports and go independent in football, and with their endowment, it would be no problem at all. Cal, I'm worried about a little bit because they've been bleeding money, but point is, they don't feel like they're in the conversation at all. I don't feel like that is feasible at all. It's either Utah, Arizona State, or maybe in Oregon if they get desperate.
Do you find it odd that the Arizona State side of things, there really doesn't seem to be any momentum with Arizona State?
Yeah, I don't know
You don't hear their name at all.
I mean, maybe
that's interesting
maybe they jump into the conference. Let's say Arizona goes.
Right.
At that point, Arizona State's like, okay, hey, Utah, like the other two four-corner schools, Colorado and Arizona, have gone. Like, we're now down to eight teams in the Pac-12. The ending seems inevitable. Should we just couple ourselves and go and make it a 16-team conference? I mean, I know you wouldn't like that, to have Utah, you know, back in the fold. But if Arizona leaves and the Pac-12 cannot expand, that seems like the natural course of action for Utah and Arizona State.
I will say this about Utah. And they, and this is publicly, this is what you read from behind the scenes, it feels like Utah, of all the schools, is the one that is the most pro Pac-12 in terms of wanting to make it work more than anybody else.
Why would they, and I understand, Jason, why would they want to leave a conference now that has only nine teams when they are the big dog in said conference?
They are not the biggest brand. That goes to Oregon. But the best team?
They're playing the best
From a football perspective, they're the best team in that conference. They're not the biggest brand, but they're the best team.
So why would you want to leave?
Yeah. Like, no, I can understand
you've won the league the last 2 years, and now the conference is getting even smaller. USC and UCLA are going away.
Yeah.
So you have no threat from USC or the Bruins, for that matter. LA is out of the equation. Colorado was never in the championship equation, but you only play eight conference games and you are playing the best brand of football in the conference and most consistent. Why would you want that to disband?
Yeah, they're the most public.
I understand
about wanting
why.
The Pac-12.
Yes.
So I think if they ever move, if they ever decided to go to the Big 12, it would be absolute last resort. That's how I read that situation.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, and this was floated out by Heather Dinich, who is a college football insider. She said a Big 12 source told me their athletic directors had a meeting this morning and repeated what Heather told to everyone yesterday. 14 teams seem to be their best number.
Yeah.
Brett Yormark told us that a few weeks ago. She added, the question is, and she quoted somebody from her Big 12 source, who wants to be the first to really be a part of the Big 12 now and join us? We've got room for one more. We were having some fun. We made the analogy, and I think you were perfect in this. You said, there's one donut left in the box.
And you there got like four or five people standing around, everybody giving each other the eye, like, hey, who's going to be the one that reaches for
who
it
Who wants
first?
It? But it's not a great, like, because the Pac-12 is the way they are, it's like, it's a donut, yes, but maybe it's been sitting there for a minute, and so it's like,
it's like a day old, glazed.
I kind of want that because there is this faith element. Like, it's probably going to taste pretty good, but I don't know. But maybe I should do it just to make sure I get it before the other four.
But do I want the donut versus a granola bar?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. We need to stop talking about food. My stomach's already growling. I'm sure my mic's picking that up right now.
It's well played. I mean, straight up, if I had to rank them, you know, as to who I think wants the donut most compared to the others, I think that the group of five teams want it the most.
Yes.
But they're in the second group of people.
Yeah.
Like, they're back here looking over the shoulders of the four
or
five
up front. They're the contingency plan.
Right?
They're the contingency plan.
They're going to come in and clean it up if nobody takes the donut.
They're going to come in and get the crumbs. Okay. They're going to be doing this. They're going to go.
Yes, yes. Arizona's top of the list.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, Arizona's top of the list because that feels realistic, followed by Oregon, Arizona State, Washington, and then Utah. Yeah. And frankly, for Utah, they should, like, I understand why they don't want to.
Yeah. It does make sense from their perspective. I get it.
All right. So our question of the day, with Colorado now in the Big 12, who do you want the Big 12 ultimately to target next in what feels like inevitable conference expansion to get to 14? At Go Cougars, and Go is spelled G-E-A-U-X, so I'm guessing there's a Louisiana tie there. Arizona makes the most sense. If the Big 12 expands beyond that, they would have to add two, Oregon and Washington. Adding Utah might help with football strength, but hurts in every other aspect. Come on now. Doesn't make sense at all. Yes, Utah's men's basketball program has not been great, but Utah gymnastics, Utah softball, Utah volleyball, like, they're all strong programs. Come on. Come on. I know they're rivals, but, like, they hurt in every other aspect. Let's
Will
be real.
Will you just let Go Cougars enjoy his tweet?
Fine.
Okay? Or his X, whatever they're calling those now.
Waffle_house_RFC on Instagram says, Utah. They want Utah. Need the rivalry to continue and have conference and maybe one day playoff implications.
Certainly ups the ante, doesn't it?
Can you imagine playing Utah for a potential spot, let's say, in the Big 12 championship game, which, like, would probably mean a spot in the college football playoff? Like, can you imagine the pressure and the buildup to a game like that? You don't want that, do you?
How different would it be from the days in the WAC battling each other for that to those types of stakes?
Holy cow. Hashtag BYUSN to join the conversation. Who do you want the Big 12 to target next as team number 14?
After further review rolls out the annual Touchdown Show next Tuesday, all the touchdowns from the 2022 season, you can watch it Tuesday at 7 Eastern on the BYU TV app.
Joining us next is college football insider Brett McMurphy. Yeah, the guy who was the first to say 100% Colorado is going to join the Big 12. Well, Brett was right. And I think he's going to be right about a few other things, including who could join potentially. That's next on BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is sponsored by Feastbox Global Grill, a unique dining experience featuring Texas, Hawaiian, and Korean meats. Time to feast.
Live in Studio B with your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jason Shepherd. The topic of the week continues. Big 12 expansion and Colorado leaving the Pac-12. One of the forefront reporters and a guy who has been all over the story, longtime friend of the program, Brett McMurphy, is joining us now on BYU Sports Nation. Brett, first of all, incredible job by you and your staff to get ahead of this story. I feel like you called it, man. So how has your week been as you have pushed through this process of Colorado leaving the Pac-12 and once again becoming a member of the Big 12?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's been going on for a while. You know, I wish I could have told you guys a few months ago that you were going to be aligned with Colorado, but I had to keep it quiet. I didn't want to scoop myself. But yeah, I mean, the Colorado Chancellor and AD met with Brett Yormark in Chicago back in May, had discussions about Colorado moving to the Big 12, and I think ultimately they got frustrated that there's no media rights deal. There still isn't a media rights deal. And they feel there's more stability in the Big 12. They want to be partnered with ESPN and Fox. And I think, you know, this isn't a 1 or 2 year decision. This is a, you know, 10 or 25 year decision. And I think they realize what I do, and that is, you know, the Pac-12 without USC and UCLA, the possibility of Oregon and Washington going to the Big Ten at some point. You know, it's really not what Colorado signed up when they first got to the Pac-12, and so they have this opportunity to come back to the Big 12 where they were a member, I think it was the Big 6 or Big 7 back then, And they got Deion. They got a lot of momentum. And so, yeah, I think it's great for the league. And now we have to find out who the other dance partner is going to be, because sources told me, I reported yesterday, that the Big 12 will not stick at 13 for the 2024 season. They will go to 14 schools. Who will be that 14th school? You know, we'll find out probably in the next few weeks or months. Maybe it drags out a little bit more than that. But, yeah, there will be even more movement.
Well, and let's just go right there, Brett. I mean, as you mentioned, they're not done. They're going to at least go one more, and I guess there's a possibility of even more than the one. But we know the names that are at least out there, and teams like Arizona being talked about, the Four Corner schools being talked about, UConn, San Diego State. In your mind, where do you think that, what's the pecking order right now with all of the options out there for the Big 12? What's the pecking order in your mind?
Well, there's not necessarily a pecking order. They want a Pac-12 school. So that is the number one priority. They will wait out the Pac-12, however long that is. You know, to give an example, when Missouri jumped to the SEC, they made that announcement in November and then joined the SEC the next year. So it's not like this has to be done in the next few weeks. They could go as long as November or probably even January if they wanted. If they can't get a Pac-12 school to get up to 14, then at that point they would choose from the group five. The four candidates, I'm told, are a couple close to you guys, San Diego State and UNLV, and then also UConn and Memphis. The challenge for all of those guys, except for Memphis, is they would have to pay an exit fee in excess of $30 million. I don't know how they're going to be able to pull that off. Memphis has to provide a $10 million exit fee, and that's if they provide 27 months notice. I mean, they would be basically providing 27 days of notice. So that exit fee is probably going to be doubled. I know that Big 12 wants to get to 14 for 2024, and then the vision of the conference is to ultimately get up to 16 a couple of years down the road. I think the dream scenario for the Big 12 is if they could get the remaining four corner schools, which would be Arizona State, and what's that other one?
We don't know, Brett. We don't say that name here.
Yeah.
Brett McMurphy of the Action Network is on BYU Sports Nation, does a fantastic job as a college football insider. Brett, when you look at, let's say, Arizona, because it feels like, based on everybody's reporting, and yours included, that Arizona seems to be at the forefront. After everything that you've gone through in the past 48 hours and more conversations you've had, do you feel like Arizona is number one on the list for Brett Yormark in the Big 12, and then it's the rest of everybody else in the Pac-12, and then the group of five teams you just discussed?
I don't necessarily think they're number one on the list. I think they've had the most discussions. I reported yesterday that Bobby Robbins, Arizona's president, met in Houston at the Final Four in person with Yormark to discuss potential Big 12 membership. So I kind of compare this to maybe like a mile run, and Arizona's out in front right now, but you know, they could get passed up. And I don't think the Big 12 is sitting waiting to get an answer from Arizona before moving on to someone else. If someone else from the Pac-12 came to them and said, look, we're ready, let's go right now, what I'm told is the Big 12's not going to go, hold on, let's see what Arizona thinks. I think they'll take whoever they can to get to 14. And then, you know, if there's three that'll make the jump, then they would go to 16.
We were obviously joking about the University of Utah, but there's certainly an interesting option for the Big 12. And here locally, it's, you know, sort of polarized. You got some BYU fans would love to see the two teams back in the same conference. You've got, you know, another part of the fan base that wants to see them go down with the sinking ship in the Pac-12. Utah does appear to be the most pro Pac-12 program staying together. Do you believe Utah would consider a move to the Big 12? Possibly in the near future?
Look, I think anything is possible. And look, I think what I've been told is Utah feels, you know, some loyalty to the Pac-12. They They got them out of the Mountain West, you know, in the past dozen years. I mean, kudos to Utah. There's been 12 schools that have changed Power 5 conferences or moved up to the Power 5 ranks. Utah is the only school of those 12 that has actually won a conference title, moving up to a better league. So there is a sense of loyalty there. I think they want the Pac-12 to survive, but, you know, the Pac-12 they signed up for is not there anymore. USC and UCLA are gone. Colorado's gone. Potentially somebody else could be gone. Then they have to make a decision. Do we stick with the Pac-12 or do we do something different if we feel like that's in our best interest? And I'm not minimizing their commitment to the Big 12. I think that's legitimate. But everybody's committed until they're not committed, you know. So will that change? I don't know. I don't have any inside info that they're seriously considering moving. I just know that it's an option that every Pac-12 school has to be looking at and considering. And until the Pac-12 gets a media rights deal, the unknown and the speculation will continue.
Brett McMurphy, college football insider for the Action Network, is with us on BYU Sports Nation. With Colorado's move to the Big 12 and now the Pac-12 at nine teams from 2024 on and moving forward, there are many who feel like this is the start of the end for the Pac-12. Do you feel that way? And if the Pac-12 is to survive, what is the course of action that George Kliavkoff and the brass of the Pac-12 need to take in order to remain relevant and stay alive as a conference?
To survive, they need to get a grant of rights deal done like yesterday. They need to have all the remaining members sign that grant of rights for however long that is, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and then that will give them some stability. You obviously can't have a nine-team conference. I mean, you can, but now the issue is, let's say nobody else leaves the Pac-12. You've got nine teams. I talked about the exit fees for San Diego State and UNLV, any other Mountain West teams. San Diego State couldn't afford $17 million. How are they going to afford $34 million? So then do you go get an SMU? That's a possibility. But if the Pac-12 stays at nine schools, then you're down to eight conference games. So that means you've got to add a non-conference game for 2024. And as you guys know all too well, all these schools book out their non-conference schedules for like the next 50 years. So how are you going to find an additional opponent, which obviously you're going to have to pay to come play in your stadium? So, you can add other schools. It's not going to keep an Oregon or Washington from accepting an invitation to the Big Ten. The Pac-12 could have a 32-team conference by tomorrow. And if the Big Ten came for Oregon or Washington, they would leave. Maybe schools wouldn't go to the Big 12, but still, if Oregon or Washington gets that invite, they're gone. So the long-term look for the Pac-12 probably isn't really good right now, but maybe they can figure something out. The other thing that kind of makes the Pac-12 different, because they're in a similar situation that the Big 12 was in when they lost OU in Texas. The biggest difference with the Pac-12 is because of their geography, they have limited options. I mean, I guess you can try to pull some teams from the East. I don't know how in the world that would work. It would look like Frankenstein, quite honestly. So I don't know what their options are. They've got a lot of options, but unfortunately, they all smell like bad fish.
I want to go back to something that you just touched on, and probably the biggest takeaway that I had from the Board of Regents meeting that we all tuned in for yesterday via the live stream was they kept talking about stability, and that was the number one reason that they made this jump, was they wanted stability and they thought they have it with the Big 12. Can you speak to what, you know, Bob Bowlesby, the previous commissioner of the Big 12, and now Brett Yormark, the current commissioner, have done with this conference in the last 2 years when things did not look great for the Big 12, what they've done in a short period of time to be able to put the conference on the firm ground that they're in right now?
Well, the main thing was Brett Yormark getting the media rights deal done a year early. it kept everybody locked in, and they got, you know, they actually increased the amount of revenue that they had with OU in Texas, which is kind of mind-boggling. And then kind of the bottom fell out with all the media companies, ESPN, the mass layoffs, and other media companies. So they hit it at the perfect time. I've seen your Mark say in other interviews that if the Big 12 tried to get that deal now, that they wouldn't be able to get it. The landscape has changed. So that was a big part of it. And look, I'm an Oklahoma State guy, so I'm when I rip the Big 12, I'm ripping my alma mater's conference. The reason why the Big 12 has stability is because nobody else wants them. Nobody else wants the teams in the league. The SEC got OU in Texas. They didn't want anybody else, so they would have got him. The Big 10 doesn't want anybody from the Big 12, or they would have got him. And so, you know, the difference between the media rights between the three remaining power conferences is basically the same. So the Big 12 school is not going to leave to go to the ACC. A Big 12 school is not going to leave to go to the Pac-12. And so kind of the Big 12 kind of established itself as this third conference. And they've, ironically now, they have the greatest stability of the non-SEC Big Ten conferences, when just a couple of years ago, everyone thought they were going to splinter up and blow away in the wind.
Brett, you always keep it real. In fact, you and I talked about this at Big 12 Media Days on the field near the Cowboys Star, and you said, hey, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to be the realist for BYU fans, got to keep things real. So before you go, I do need to ask you just about your expectations for BYU in year one of Big 12 play. And you mentioned that BYU's kind of locked in this group of seven or eight teams that could all go 5-7 or 7-5. So what do you feel like BYU is going to do and is a realistic ceiling for the Cougars in year one of Big 12 play?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I can't remember if I mentioned this to you, but I'm picking Texas Tech to win the league. I think because there's just so much balance, I think they're kind of like TCU was last year.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities. Look, I know Texas is the heavy favorite. They should be. But until Texas does it, I'm not going to pick them. I don't think they'll do it. And you're right. After that, OU included, I think there's a log jam of, you know, 8 to 10 teams that could finish anywhere from 2nd to 10th. So, you know, I could sit here and say BYU's going to finish 2nd or BYU's going to finish 10th, and I'd probably have the same odds of getting it right. I don't know. I think that you know, the fact that, you know, Texas Tech, my pick to win it, has to go to BYU, I think that's going to be a tough trip. OU going to BYU in November, that's going to be a tough trip for the Sooners. I think the Big 12 schools are going to find out very quickly how tough of an environment it is to play there, and also with the altitude, that would be a big difference that none of the Big 12 schools have really encountered. So I'm not trying to cop out here. I'm just saying I honestly don't know. A week before the season, I'm going to get a hat, and I'm going to draw names out of the hat. And that's going to be my projected finish for the Big 12. And I will make a friendly wager, you know, for a meal when I see you in Dallas next year. I will beat some of these preseason magazines by picking names out of a hat, because that's how balanced this league is.
Oh, I love it. Like I said, keeping it real. By the way, I hope you got a raise this week, man. This is unbelievable stuff from you, and I'm sure it's been crazy. But as always, fantastic job. Great to have you on the show. And remind people how they can find more of your work.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy, and all my stuff's on the Action Network, actionnetwork.com. And just wanted to give a quick shout out to BYU AD Tom Holmo. I got to see him in Dallas, and I know that now that he's in a conference, he has the easiest job of any AD in the country. He doesn't have any games to schedule anymore, so he's probably not listening to this because he's probably vacationing in the south of France. So if you guys see him in the next 3 or 4 months, please give him my regards.
You got it.
We'll do that.
We'll make sure this is clipped off and he hears it and sees it. Brett, thanks for the time. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Brett.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic stuff with Brett McMurphy.
He's great, and you touched on it at the end there. He's been all over this, and he was the first one that said, Colorado to the Big 12 is done. He was the first that said that.
Yes.
Other people said it's trending that way. He said, no, it's done. They're going in 2020.
Yeah, he went 100% all in. He was the first to go there. And what I love about Brett, you know, among a lot of things, like, is he is so sourced. Like, before he does anything, everything is so well thought out. He is not the guy that is like, first on Twitter, I got to be first. He will always be thorough. And then if he's second or third, it's when I read something from him, I believe it.
Right.
Because I feel like
he's got the credibility.
Extremely thorough and sourced, and good for him. I mean, all over this story. And he was the first, frankly, to report the specifics of the group of five teams that could potentially come in if the Big 12 is not able to secure an additional Pac-12 team or three. So, hats off to Brett McMurphy.
Nobody should get comfortable. We're going to have more expansion. It's not done yet.
Seriously.
Not done yet. All right, if you missed any interviews, Deep Blue shows, or games, you can always find them on BYUSN.com, or you can download the BYU TV app to get all the BYU TV sports content on demand.
Fall camp for BYU football. Oh, yeah, that. It starts next week. Players report on Monday, first practice on Tuesday. What are we hoping to learn about the Cougars that we don't already know over the next few weeks? This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social media for content throughout the day on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Threads. Is Threads still a thing?
Boy, it got hot for about 3 days, and then I
it's
feel like it's just
fallen
died.
Off the face.
I feel like it has died. Am I wrong? I don't know.
No.
Like,
no.
Welcome back to Studio B. He is Jason Shepherd. I am Spencer Linton. Hope you're enjoying your Friday. Great show that we've already put on for you today with all the expansion talk. Just spoke with Brett McMurphy. If you missed that, again, you can find that on demand. Headline sponsored by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event.
Colorado made it official yesterday, making the move to the Big 12 Conference. As Spencer just mentioned, Brett McMurphy, who just joined us, reported that the Big 12 is now looking to add between one and three more teams by next year.
BYU football begins fall camp next week. Players report Monday. Practice starts on Tuesday. All of the position battles, any drama there, what's the new look defense really going to do, and how does Keaton Slovis look at quarterback? Who's going to be the backup quarterback for that matter? Great stuff on the way next week.
Former Cougars starting pitcher Michael Rucker pitched a scoreless inning for the Cubs and struck out one batter. Chicago beating the Cardinals last night in St. Louis 10-3.
Those are the headlines. Let's offer some opinions and whip it. The Cougar Whip Around presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
All right, with fall camp beginning on Monday with players reporting, practices on Tuesday, what do you hope to learn about BYU during fall camp?
I don't know that I feel like there is something that I don't already have a pretty good grasp on, frankly.
Yeah.
There has been so much conversation, and Kalani and his staff have been very open and very enlightening as to what is actually happening. So, Jason, there's not like one thing that I'm like, oh, I really want to learn this because I don't know. The only thing that maybe still feels like a little bit of a mystery is just how Jay Hill will execute his defense and how much he'll actually show in fall camp with the limited time we get to watch. So maybe that, maybe like what will the defense look like and how aggressive will it be? And then the backup quarterback position is always a fun battle.
Yeah, you and I are kind of on the same page. They've got 1-1A, what the defense actually looks like. And it's not stuff I want to learn. It's more stuff I want to see. I want to see Keaton Slovis. I want to see Keaton Slovis in this offense nearing the beginning of the season.
BYU has been at the forefront, as they are usually, of most social media pushes, Jason. And yesterday, welcoming Colorado to the Big 12 was no different. Incredible work from BYU. Did they have the best welcome tweet and presentation to Colorado on social media? Going the Barbie movie route.
Look, we're going to be biased on this. I think the answer is yes. Look, it's topical. It's funny.
and it's a perfect social media post. So yeah, I'm gonna say the BYU won it.
It's so well played, yes. The timeliness is fantastic.
Have you seen the Barbie movie yet?
I have not. I heard it's great.
I have not seen it either.
I heard it's great. I saw Boney Fuller made a modification to that video. He added one logo.
Yes,
just one more logo.
Just one logo.
It happened to be the Pac-12 logo to the guy who was not involved in the dance.
All right, here we go. This just grosses me out. Skittles is teaming up with French's Mustard.
Why?
To make mustard flavor Skittles.
Why?
Will you try them?
No. Why?
It's gross.
Why? What is the point? Shock and awe? You wanted to be this huge financial failure? Congratulations, you've done it. You wasted everyone's money and taste buds.
I love Skittles. I like mustard. I don't want mustard
no.
Skittles. Nope.
It's
nope.
Disgusting.
Nope. It's gross.
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 I just, why? BYU men's basketball assistant coach Cody Feger is going to explain the whys of his trip to Portugal and beyond most recently as he's on his recruiting tour. And when are we going to find out the non-conference schedule? He'll answer that next. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B. Happy Friday, everyone. Alongside Jason Shepherd, I'm Spencer Linton. We now shift our discussion and the conversation that is largely centered on football and realignment in the Big 12 now to Big 12 basketball with BYU men's basketball assistant coach Cody Feger, who is rested. You're looking tan, healthy.
Come back from Portugal.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm sorry that you had to come to this after visiting Porto.
Yeah, Porto, Portugal, and I was in Niš, Serbia. So 2 days in Portugal and then 2 days in Niš.
So was this vacation? Was this recruiting?
It was recruiting.
There you go. Yeah.
So a day in the air to get there, obviously. Skipped a day. 2 days, Porto. 2 days Serbia, day back home. So
that is a recruiting trip. Did you get to take your wife?
I did not get to take
my
wife.
Do we need to talk to Mark? Okay. Do we need to talk to him?
I mean, my wife would not want to spend 4 days just watching straight basketball. So. I mean, it all sounds good on these trips, but you're in the gym from the whole time. But these FIBA events are incredible to recruit. Like it's like a, you know, like a mini Olympics.
Yeah.
Right. It's awesome. They're playing for their countries. It's such a fun atmosphere.
I know you can't discuss specifics, but what type of talent are you courting and are you finding over there?
There's a lot of talent, a lot of good players. The biggest thing to decipher over there is if they're going to go play pro right away or if they're interested in college. You know, there's a ton of NBA scouts. You know, it's just, there's a lot to figure out. And Most people don't know what it's like to play in college, and their agents are mostly overseas agents, so they don't know what college is like. So with NIL and all this stuff, everyone's still figuring it out.
How much do they know BYU? When they say, oh, I'm with BYU, do they know BYU, or what do they know about BYU?
It kind of depends, right? Some people have never heard of it, and some people are like, oh, BYU is a international brand, right? So, give or take, it goes both ways.
You get the Jimmer, like, oh, that's Jimmer?
Some Jimmers.
That's
some
a good name to drop over.
Yeah. Some Danny Ainge still, right? Just because he's so well-known. And Kressmeer, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
So, we get that.
Cody Feger is on BYU Sports Nation. The Big 12 matchups are out. And we don't know the specific order. You probably know more details there. We just know who BYU will play home and away and then who will have both home and away matches against. But when you look at how that all checked out and I guess panned out for BYU in year one, how are you feeling about the slate of Big 12 games?
Really excited. Like, I mean, who we're getting to come in this place, who we're playing home and homes with, away. You know, I'm excited about the whole schedule, right? Different kids that we've recruited that are actually on other teams. I'm excited to play those kids and get to see them, cheering for them other than against us. you know, I discussed this with a Baylor assistant that I'm really close to. And I'm like, all right, talk to me a little bit about the scheduling, how that goes. And his exact words were, honestly, it's like mental warfare. That's what the schedule is.
Yeah.
He's like, because you're might, and this team just won the national championship 2 years ago, yeah. Right? And, you know, he's looked at me, he's just like, you know, you might be 0-3, you know, might have just lost three straight games. And then you're like, well, don't worry, we got Kansas coming in our place. Or we've got going to West Virginia. And he's just like, it's just mental warfare. You have to just, all right, we got to move on to the next game and just do the best we can, right? I mean, wow. it's just, and that, like I said, that's coming from a guy who just won a national championship 2 years ago. So
that's quite the perspective.
Yeah. Exactly.
And paradigm. Like, right. Wait, dude, you were at the top of the game 2 years ago. Mental warfare.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're, wow. I mean, they're a perennial top 10 team, right?
Yeah.
They're dang good. And for those guys to say it, I'm like, all right, we got to be ready.
Is the non-conference portion of the schedule, is that finalized? And when do you anticipate this becoming official and being released?
Hopefully non-conference in the next 3 weeks. Probably a little bit more time than that.
Right.
But it just takes time. This scheduling is just, it's hard because every coach is trying to get a competitive advantage somehow. It takes a little time.
Managing expectations is always a tricky conversation, right? Because, and you can use, you know, whatever analogy you want, but now BYU has added more weight to the bar. They're playing a more difficult golf course. You know, how do you navigate through that? Because you want to win every game. I want to go 31-0.
No question.
College basketball, it just doesn't happen. I mean, historically, that does not happen. Some nights you don't have it. Now you're playing in a more difficult league. Mark Pope's good friend, John Rothstein, he likes BYU, likes Mark, he likes Cougars, but he's like, the league's loaded. I picked BYU 13th out of 14. And we're like, yeah, on the surface, that kind of stinks, but feels like every team in the conference is a top 60 team in basketball. So how do you navigate through that mentally?
You know, right now I'm not thinking about it as much, right? But I think the way the Baylor guy described it, mental warfare, is just the best you can think about it. Like, you just got to come in ready to go and just like, guys, we're only going to be worried about playing great, right? We're going to give our best effort. And I think we're going to surprise a lot of people, to tell you the truth. You know, that's how I feel. There's a lot of really good coaches in this league, a lot of really good players, but I do think we're going to surprise some people.
Well, and now you're adding another team. Now, not obviously this upcoming season, but the big news in the last 24 hours involves the Big 12, and Colorado will be joining in 2024. Maybe just your thoughts on having a Rocky Mountain partner here now in the very distant or the very near future.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Like, I love it. I've only played up there one time. At Colorado, but I know their staff really well. They got a really good team this year. They are going to be really good this year. So I'm excited to have those guys out here. Just another team kind of in the West Coast
right.
here.
Yeah.
I know that you are a true savant of basketball, clearly. Okay. You're the guy. You live it. You breathe it. You go to Porto, okay, and Serbia to recruit guys for 4 days. Like, you're all in. But when you think about BYU suiting up and warming up and playing a game in Fog Allen Fieldhouse at the University of Kansas as a member of the Big 12 Conference, does a little bit of fandom sneak in there?
Oh, no question. I mean, I get excited about being there. And I mean, shoot, I get excited every single home game here.
It's a special place.
As soon as the national anthem goes, I look up in the stands and I'm like, so grateful to be here. Like, let's go. Like, I'm so excited. And same thing with Allen Fieldhouse. I mean, just lucky to do this, you know?
Yeah.
Really excited about it.
Well, beyond all of the teams coming in, the buzz around the conference is palpable. Like, people know how good this conference is. I mean, and we had Coach Pope on the show, you know, a week or two ago when they were at the Rucker Park event and things like that going on. There's just a really good vibe around this conference. How much do you guys feel that?
Oh, all the time. You know, I'll run into different assistants that are in the WCC, like at San Francisco, and I'll walk in the gym and just say hi to a couple people, and he's like, oh, Big 12's here. The Big 12's here. Just kind of give me a little crap, right? But like, it's special. it's special. We're going into we're in a very special league where every night is just going to be a battle, and we're excited about it.
A couple of quick hitters to close out. Your friend Bobby Hordeski is moving on, took a new opportunity, and is headed to North Carolina. Always tough to say goodbye to a friend, and now you're searching for another coach and the staff. But how does that impact things right now where we sit in late July?
Well, we got this foreign trip coming up. We've got a ton of stuff going on, and Bob had his hands in every part of the job. You know, like you said, we worked together for 8 years. Really close friend. Really proud and happy for him. He gets to go home, but you know he's going to do great things, and you know we got to keep on moving on, moving into this league, bringing in some new staff. It'll be exciting. We'll see what happens, but yes, at this point in the season when we're starting new practices and all that stuff, it's a little bit hard.
Yeah,
we're all
for
kind
sure.
of scattered right. a little bit.
Sure, we appreciate the realistic insight into that. That's always a tough scenario. Okay, you mentioned the trip. Is there something you're looking forward to most about Croatia and Italy?
Honestly, I know we're gonna play some games. I know we're going to be in Italy and Croatia.
The food? Is the food's going to be good?
I think the food's going to be good. In Italy, I know there's going to be good food there.
Yeah, I mean.
I haven't been to Croatia yet, so I have no idea what the food's like. But that's the most I know about the trip. I'm excited to spend time with our players.
Yeah.
I'm excited to spend time with our staff. My wife's going to go on this trip. So
yes!
There you go.
Yes!
I haven't spent 9 straight days with her in forever. So excited about that time. Excited to see our players compete against other guys, and just all of our staff bonding and team bonding and all that stuff. I'm excited about.
The Feger family deserves this. Okay? Your wife, you deserve this. Okay? After everything you're getting, mental warfare, let's just call a timeout for a second and go and enjoy this, and then we'll hop back into that.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, Cody.
Thanks, Cody.
As always, for the time, and shout out to your parents as well. Great people.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Coming up, Colorado in the Big 12?
Wait, what?
I know, it's happened, yeah. What do we want the Big 12 to target next? Who's the team we want the conference to go after next? We'll hear from you in Voice of the Nation after the break.
This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, loaded Friday show. Holy cow, our question of the day. Now that Colorado is officially in the Big 12, and the Big 12 is still looking to add one more, who do you want Brett Yormark, the commissioner, and his people to target in that next spot for potential expansion? Mike Perkins on Instagram says, Oregon and Washington would be game changers. Obviously, just think it's a pipe dream. But most likely Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, San Diego State is tempting but may not bring enough football value. I'll tell you what San Diego State brings right now is a $34 million buyout.
Yeah.
Like, can they afford to get out of their own conference?
I would think anywhere they go, they have to work that back through taking less money until it's paid off. That's kind of how I think that's going to end up playing.
Brett McMurphy just said they can't afford $17 million on their own.
Correct.
So how are they going to afford $34 million without a conference stepping in and being like, okay, well, then we'll just prorate you.
Yeah.
We'll pay this, but like,
you're not
going to make
anything.
That
feels like that's how that's going to play out regardless of where they end up.
Is that even legal?
I don't know.
Can you do that? All right, our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX, Healthcare Elevated, from @WearBlue1 on Twitter, who says, I want to play Utah every year. But if BYU can play them yearly without them being in the Big 12, that would be great. Is that ideal for you? Play them but not in the Big 12? Or are you just done?
I'm done.
Wear Blue One continues. So it would have to be Arizona, Oregon, and Washington if it were a perfect world. All right, 14's the number. I think it's going to be one.
Yeah, it's that donut sitting right there. Who's going to grab it?
Who's going to grab the donut?
Who's going to reach for it
first? A lot
first?
Of people staring at the one donut left in the box. Who's going to grab it?
Who's going to do it?
I think it might be Arizona. Today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Hey, we touched on this earlier. BYU social media welcoming Colorado, getting a lot of social pub,
yes.
as they rightly should.
Incredible
yes.
work. and by Boney Fuller for
absolutely
what he added. Our thanks to today's guests, Brett McMurphy of the Action Network and Cody Feger of BYU Men's Basketball.
Conversation continues 24/7 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check us out, BYUSN.com.
For Jason, I'm Spencer. Shout out to Lenny Gomes. Have a great weekend.